Today's episode is brought to you by Roan. Roan is a clothing company that works tirelessly to ensure the products you order exceed expectations. Clothing made for men. They have the styles you need for the gym, the office, or if you're just kicking back and having a couple of tall boys like me. We're teaming up with Roan and Podgo to bring our listeners this exclusive offer for 25% off a pack of Roan polo shirts by going to podgo.co/Roan. That's podgo.co/RHONE for your 25% off a pack of three Roan polo shirts. Roan, clothing that helps you move forever forward. Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Episode number 163, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell's your week going? How the hell was your weekend? I hope you're having a good one. I hope you had a good one. I am doing wonderful tonight. I'm in a great mood. I got this giant-ass bottle of Canadian Peak whiskey, 1.75 liters for $25, dude. I think I'm more excited, rather than having the whiskey, just the price I got it for. This is a big bottle, and it's not cheap either. I've already taken a shot of it when I got home. I got here, I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not driving anywhere. I'm in for the night. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. So I take a shot of it, and what do I chase it with? I chase it with this wild cherry juice pouch, and dude, it was pretty good. As much as I'm about to talk up this Canadian Peak whiskey, I kind of feel bad for it. If anyone's had a hand in making this, and now I'm just doing it a disservice by drinking it with this wild cherry Capri Sun, basically, I apologize, but it is pretty damn good. And the Canadian Peak is delicious, by the way. A blend of premium Canadian whiskeys mellowed in white oak casks to achieve an exceptional flavor and smoothness. It is very, very smooth. If you have them, drink them. Cheers, everybody. And I got to tell you guys, I was stressing out last week a little bit. If you haven't listened before, welcome, first off. And basically what I did is I made the dumbest bet of my life on the Super Bowl. You never bet someone you live with. At least if you don't live with them, you can duck them for a little bit, right? You don't have to come through on the bet right away, immediately. Well, I bet my fiance on the Super Bowl. And like an idiot, I gave her first choice. I was like, you pick who you want to win. You know what I said? I was like, hey, do you want to make a bet on the Super Bowl? She's like, yeah, sure, that sounds fun. Who's playing? I should have known right then, right there, not to make the bet. She didn't even know who's playing, and she won the bet. But it's not that hard. Come on, Chris, who is in the Super Bowl? So I explained to her. I'm like, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And Tampa Bay has Tom Brady. And she's like, oh, Tom Brady. And I'm just like, and Kansas City has Patrick Mahomes. And she's like, yeah, I picked Tom Brady. And I'm like, I should have just shut my fucking mouth. You know? I mean, it's not that. The bet wasn't like crazy. I'm acting like I had to lick a piece of dog shit or something. I didn't have to do anything crazy. But it's just like, I don't like, okay, that's what it is. I don't like losing. I'm very competitive. Okay? Very competitive. So anyways, if you haven't been paying attention, Tampa Bay wins the Super Bowl. I lose the bet. And, you know, the bet was a massage and dinner. You know, you have to make dinner for the other person. And you have to give a massage, you know, 15, 20 minutes, whatever. So I lose the bet. And I'm kind of stressing myself out because this weekend was, it was supposed to be, you know, when I paid up on the bet, when I came through on the bet. And so I actually got out of the bet. And by the way, I was thinking about making this chicken cacciatore. Because at first I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a crock pot meal. I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to make it easy on myself. I'm going to make the bet easy and simple. Since I lost and I opened my mouth. And I deserve to lose. So anyways, I'm thinking of all these crock pot recipes. I actually even bought a crock pot recipe book just for this. And I'm looking through it. I'm just like, no, this isn't right. You know, I want her to see me in the kitchen. I want her to watch me putting in the hard work on this meal I'm making for her out of love. You know, like I might have lost a bet. I might hate losing, but you know what? I'm going to do it right, damn it. And so right before the weekend comes around, you know, we order some food through DoorDash. And I'm looking over the bill afterwards, and she ordered from some Japanese restaurant. You know, she's been craving Asian food. And I order Taco Bell. I'm like, simple, beans and rice. That's it. That's all I need. I'm good. So she orders $60 worth of this Japanese restaurant. And I'm like, whoa, like how, like I outweigh you by, I don't even know, 150 pounds at least. She's like, she's tiny. And I can out-eat her. That's the point I'm trying to get to. I can easily out-eat her. So I'm like, what happened? What did you get? Am I looking at the bill and you ordered $60 worth of food and mine was like 20. What? She's like, well, I got 3 appetizers and an entree and a drink. And I'm just like, why? Why did you do it? Like, you didn't need all that. She didn't finish it. It was too much for one meal. You know, I guess her eyes got bigger than her stomach. So long story short, I didn't have to come through on the bet we made because she felt so guilty for ordering such a massive meal for one that she was just like, you know what? You don't have to cook me dinner. It's, you know, it's okay since I ordered that $60 worth of Japanese food. You know, you don't have to cook me dinner. I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, babe, I've been stressing about this all week, to be honest with you. Like, making chicken cacciatore, like, with capers. I don't even know where you'd go to get capers in the grocery store. Like, do you realize how much, like, effort I was going to put into this? And I have no clue what I'm doing. And you know what? It might have turned out like shit, to be honest with you. It probably would have turned out. It's like, you got to pick, like, a beginner recipe. You know, some chicken with some barbecue sauce. You know, or something simple. You know, I guess that one is pretty simple. But, you know, you're like, you're giving it the butter bath. And like, I read through the recipe 1,000 times because I'm like preparing myself for what I'm about to have to do in this kitchen. Like I'm a fucking Iron Chef. And I'm definitely not. Like I said, I'm content with beans and rice. You know, how hard is that to make? That's pretty simple. So anyways, I didn't get out of the bet because I was like, you know what? I'm not doing it. That's not what happened, luckily, and which I wouldn't do anyway. I think I said that a couple of episodes ago. I wouldn't do that because I would expect her to come through on her end of the bet if she lost. So I was just kind of sweating bullets there for a little while, and thank God I didn't have to make it. And oh, dude, I got to tell you, speaking of meat, eating meat. Dude, I took a bite of her Freebird burrito the other day on accident. I didn't do it on purpose. And it was, not going to lie, it was delicious. I was like, this is so much better. It took every ounce of willpower in me. She got like a steak burrito. It took every ounce of willpower in me to not swallow that bite that I took with the cheese and the sour cream. And the steak, dude, they just seasoned the steak so well. And that's what I told her. I was like, she had never tried Freebirds. And I was like, you got to try this. It's so good. Like the last time I had it, it just blew my mind. Like screw Chipotle, dude. Freebirds is where it's at. That is the shit. I mean, even the plant-based burrito that I got, that was the shit too. Like I prefer that over Chipotle any day. But I would be lying if I said I didn't take a bite on hers on accident and I didn't absolutely love the flavors that were in my mouth. So I spit it out into a napkin like a child in the middle of the restaurant, which I'm sure that's embarrassing. You know, like, but I didn't want to eat it. You know, like I've been plant-based. Dude, this summer, I was thinking about this the other day. This summer is going to be a year that I've done this plant-based diet. And other than a few... you know, like there was a time when there was like a little cheese sprinkled in my guacamole and I didn't see it. I already ate it. And I was like, I pull it out of my mouth. I was like, well, that bite had cheese in it. You know, other than a few accidental slip ups, I've stuck strong to it and I'm going to keep doing it. You know, I love the plant-based thing. It's the best thing for me. So, anyways, let's take a drink. Cheers, everybody. And by the way, just a PSA, don't drink in a hot shower. I did that the other night. I was having a little bit I think of my Jim Beam, and I was mixing it with my soda water that I have, and not a good idea. Dude, it really, it's like tensed up my shoulders. Like I'm just sitting in the tub and it's all hot. You know, you got to take a hot shower or a hot bath to, you know, clean yourself properly, you know? So I'm just sitting in there and I'm just like, kind of like, oh man, I'm not feeling so good. It really did something to me. I guess it's like, that actually makes sense. If you've ever like drank on the beach, you know, you just that feeling that, you know, your shoulders get hot, your face gets hot, everything's just hot. And it's like, it feels like somebody's stabbing me in my shoulders. Now you kind of have these sharp, not sharp pains. It's slight, but it's just like, I feel like someone's pressing down on my shoulders with their thumbs or something. You know what I mean? So, drinking in a hot shower is for the birds. Don't do that. What else happened? Oh, dude, I got to tell you guys about this. I went to the dumpster the other day. I went to the dumpster. I was taking my trash out. That's what you do when you go to the dumpster. Usually people don't hang out around the trash can, do they? Around the dumpster. Anyways, I went out to the dumpster. I was taking my trash out and I found a Fender Stratocaster just sitting there. Just sitting there by the dumpster. And I was like, what? Dude, I couldn't believe it. We're loading up the car with the kids, about to go somewhere. And I just come walking back with a huge smile on my face, just holding this guitar. And my chick's like, what? Where did you get that from? You know? And I was like, it was just sitting over by the dumpster. I got to show you guys pictures of this. I'm going to post it eventually on my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Drink Until You Podcast. Dude, I couldn't believe it. I really, really couldn't believe it. It's sitting in my living room right now. I got to clean it up a little bit. I'm trying to remember what kind of Fender it is. I mean, it's a Stratocaster. I know that much, but it's like a, does this say Corona on it? Corona Stratocaster? I don't remember. I don't know if that's a thing, but dude, I can't believe it. I've found cheap guitars before in the past. I found like, you know, those cheap little $99 comes with a little practice amp and a cord and a case, and you get the little Ibanez guitar and it's just gonna crap out on you in, you know, a couple of months, whatever, until you get trying to play out of your system. That's what those are good for. You're like, I want to play guitar. All right, buy the cheap one. That way in 4 months when you give up on it, because it's pretty hard, you know, you didn't spend $600. But no, dude, I found a Fender Stratocaster sitting by the dumpster. I'm like, all right, either someone got evicted or someone's chick is not very happy with them, because, I mean, I don't know who it belongs to. I wasn't like going door to door to find out. I took it inside. You know, I wiped it down a little bit since it was kind of sitting by the dumpster. I took some sanitizer wipes, which I know you're not supposed to do to the wood of a guitar, you know, but still, it was sitting by the dumpster. I just did it on the base of the guitar, you know, the body, the bottom of it. But yeah, dude, I couldn't believe it. I got to show you guys pictures of this. Pretty amazing. What else has happened this week? Oh God, dude, I pissed this guy off on the road so bad the other day. And I was just being silly. You know, I was kind of feeling good. I was happy. I'm coming home. I'm like, all right, I get to see my girls and, you know, it's going to be a great night and we're going to hang out and we're going to watch movies and eat dinner. And I was in a good mood, you know? So this guy, he was in a red Tundra. And he cuts me off, you know, it's kind of, you know, a little bit of traffic. He cuts me off and I'm just like, all right, what, you know, and I'm not the kind of person that's going to chase you down and be like, what the fuck did you do that for, you motherfucker? Like, I'm not that. I'm like, whatever. You obviously need to be somewhere more than I do. I'm just going home. I just want to get home. Go ahead. Be on about your way. Usually when people do things like that, they're just gone. Well, anyways, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. I do the Ed Bassmaster, you know, when he just kind of like waves both of his hands and he does, psh, he does that noise to him, psh. You know, it's very dismissive. I get that. So I do that to him. I hit him with it. I'm driving by him and he like whips his head over to look at me. And I take, you know, we're pulling up to a stop sign. So I have my foot on the brake and I take both my hands off the wheel and I go, psh. Like that through the window, and my line's a little bit shorter than his, and he stays back, and I move up in my line. So the light turns green, and we keep going up the street, and he just finds a way to pull up next to me, And I'm laughing because, you know, I'm just goofing off. And, you know, he comes up to me and he's like, you know, I can tell he's like cussing me out as he's driving by. And I hit him with it again. And I just start cracking. Dude, this guy got so mad. He really wanted to pull over and fight. And I'm just like, I'm kidding. Like, I know it seems like I'm laughing at you, but I'm just kidding. I'm just being, like, is this threatening when you go, psh, to some, is that really threatening? I don't think so. Like, if somebody did that to me out on the street, I would laugh my fucking ass off, dude. I would just laugh. It's funny. You know, this guy got so mad, and he was doing like this, you know, like when you're telling somebody you're talking too much and you do this little like hand puppet thing with your hand, and like, nah, 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 you're talking too much, blah, 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 blah. He was doing that, but he wasn't doing it in my direction. He was doing it to himself. And I was like, that's weird. You normally, when you're telling some, you know, like, shh, you know, you're talking too much, you would do it toward them. But, dude, I really pissed this guy off. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how mad he got over me going, psh. You know, and like I said in the beginning, it's a little dismissive, but it's fucking funny, dude. Like the road rage that goes on. There's someone in Dallas the other day that got shot on the highway. I think they survived, but just like, God, people, it just brings out the worst in people. The traffic and, you know, sitting in line and, oh, you cut in front of me. Dude, it's not worth it. It's really, really not worth it. It's so, so silly to be upset about. Unless you, you know, now I can't lie. If you cut me off and you hit my car, that's different. I might be inclined to be a little more irritated with you at that point because you just hit my car. You did a piece of shit move and you hit my car. Just like if I did a piece of shit move and I hit somebody else's car, I'd be like, oh, shit. I got an ass chewing coming when I get out of this car. Because at the end of the day, if nobody hits you, just move on. Just move on about your day. I don't care. You know, I don't road rage out like that. Maybe that's just me, but, you know, whatever. I can't believe how mad that guy got over a little Ed Bassmaster. Psh, it was so silly. And if you haven't seen those videos, go watch them. They're fucking hilarious. he does it in the gym. I think that's my favorite one, is when he goes to the gym and does it. Anyways, let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. So let's do a couple of drink recommendations. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. And I'm still going through my book I used to keep with me. Oh shoot, we're almost on the last page of what I have. There's so many other pages I didn't fill out. I'm looking through this book I used to carry with me when I used to bartend, just to kind of get used to the drinks. The ones we're gonna do tonight are the Mojito Rita, the Skinny Margarita. And let's do the Long Island Iced Tea. That's pretty easy, right? So what you're going to need for the Mojito Rita is an under of tequila, an under of rum, 2 ounces sweet and sour, 2 ounces mojito mix. You muddle the mint in the bottom of a shaker and alcohol. Pour mixes and shake. Oh, the sweet and sour. I wrote this really weird. I must have been in a hurry. Pour the sweet and sour in the mojito mix. After you muddle the mint down on the bottom, shake with ice, strain into a I think it's a Collins glass over ice. You can put a little mint on the outside on the top if you want to make it fancy. That's the Mojito Rita, at least the way I learned to make it. Somebody's probably out there like, that's wrong. Nope, wrong recipe. That's how I learned to make it. All right, and I learned from a pretty damn good bartender. So you shut up. That got weird. Anyways. The next one I have for you is the Skinny Margarita. For all you, you know, watching your calories, watching your weight, watching your calories, as I like to call them, you're going to need an over-under of tequila, an over of lime juice, 2 overs of orange juice, half an under of agave nectar, an under of triple sec zap, strain over ice, and you're good to go. That's your Skinny Margarita. And basically, like the orange juice, excuse me, it just replaces that sweet and sour, which sweet and sour is just basically just sugar, you know. I know at least orange juice is kind of, you know, comes from something. It's not just sugar and I think lime juice, that's all it is. It's heavy on the sugar, heavy on the lime juice. Anyways, that's the Skinny Margarita. The Long Island Iced Tea, an under of vodka, an under of gin, under of rum, under of triple sec. You're going to want to do a 3 count of the sweet and sour. You zap it if you have one of those shake machines. pour it into your schooner over ice. You do a splash of Coke on top to make your Long Island iced tea. That's one of my favorites, to be honest with you. Even though I'm not a huge fan of sweet and sour, because like I said, it's basically just sugar. I do love a Long Island iced tea. So that's Long Island iced tea, the Skinny Marg, and the Mojito Rita. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe out there, everybody. I know Texas is opening up. I'm kind of worried about you guys going nuts that first week it's open. So just be safe out there. Call an Uber. Call a Lyft. You know, do what you got to do. Just stay where you're at. Cheers. All right, let's go ahead and talk about it. Governor Abbott lifts mask mandate, opens Texas 100% as of Wednesday next week. People are pretty upset about this for good reason. You know, like we're not out of the woods yet. I really don't feel, I'm not a doctor. You know, this is just my opinion, obviously. But we're not out of the woods yet. But everything, you know, everything is allowed to be open as of next Wednesday. You don't have to wear a mask anymore. I think if, you know, you own a business and you want people to wear masks inside, you know, you have the right to refuse service to anybody. So you can technically, you know, if you wanted people to wear a mask, which I've never really understood the mask in a restaurant before, you know, like we all wear it in to go sit down and then you take it off to drink and eat. So, somebody's knocking on my door. Who is it? Hello.
Stay, what are you doing? Night-night.
You going night-night, baby? What do you think about the mask mandate?
We were talking about it at work. We're all still going to wear our masks.
Yeah.
The, our only concern is because we're in healthcare and they ended it, we don't know that the job is going to be providing them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us are talking about going in and buying boxes of masks together and stuff. So. Yeah.
It's pretty, I think the companies can decide if they want you to wear a mask inside, like they can refuse service to you.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of cool. I think there'll still be some that are wanting to have the masks worn inside, which the restaurant never really made sense anyway, because we'd just wear a mask and then go sit down and take it off.
Yeah, but I think the rule at the restaurant was you had to wear it until they sat a drink down in front of you, and then you could take it off.
Yeah.
Now why?
Are you about to go night-night? Yeah, that's your mama. Yeah. I love you. Give me a kiss. Daddy's going to finish his show.
No, give Daddy hugs and kisses.
Daddy's going to finish his show. I love you. Thank you for knocking so politely. That's a sweet girl. Bye-bye, Mama.
The tiniest little knock.
Bye, good night, love you.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Oh, let's go tuck her in. So anyways, she wasn't going to let me not tuck her in, which is so sweet, right? Anyways, so... The whole thing with the masks, like, it's kind of a weird thing, but I don't like being lumped in with Florida. That's one thing I don't like. You know, they're doing whatever the hell they want over there. They got, like, the same numbers as we have for, like, the infected. And we're just doing whatever the hell we want to do. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. In my humble opinion, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. But nobody's stopping you from wearing your mask. You know, if you want to keep wearing your mask, it's just like, I've seen all these people on Twitter that are like, I used to be proud to be from Texas and I'm just not anymore. It's like, I get it. It's all about the business. It's all about the money. And you know, and I'm thinking about it from a owner standpoint of like, I haven't made money in like a year. So I haven't been able to be open. Yeah, that sucks, dude. Like, it's a really hard thing. Nobody expected this anyway. You know, nobody saw this coming. Nobody knew how to treat it. Nobody knew what to do. So we're just really doing the best we can. But yeah, he's getting a lot of backlash for putting this in place now, which, you know, it doesn't matter to me. For all my introverts out there that listen to this podcast, it doesn't really matter to us. It's not going to change my life at all. I'm still going to not want to go anywhere. You know, hey, Chris, you want to come hang out? No, not really. All right, you fucking asshole. You know? Like, I just do the same thing anyway. I stick to my routine pretty well, you know, going to work. And by the way, when I go to work, I don't, you know, I don't talk to anybody. You know, I'm usually doing stuff by myself or, you know, with one other guy. And, you know, I don't have to be in close quarters. The only time I really do, you know, we use a lot of machinery at work. So you got to go fuel it up. So when those times happen, it's just like, you got to go to the gas station. You don't have to go in, you know, you can pay at the pump. You don't have to touch any door handles. Sometimes you have to, you got to go to the bathroom, whatever, but it's really not going to change my life. You know, it's just, I really want to go to shows. I really, really do. That's the one thing I've really been missing lately, is going to shows, which is going to suck a little bit to, see all my friends probably going to shows. I don't know. They might be like me. They might be like, I'm not going to a show. There's going to be a ton of people sweating all over each other and coughing and sneezing and hacking. Oh man. Hey, you know what? If you're my friend and you do decide to go to shows, I'm not going to judge you. I just want you to be safe. I want you to make it out. I don't want you to catch anything. I'm not a hypochondriac at all, but, I mean, the thing was real. People saying it wasn't real, that's just ridiculous. It's totally a real thing. Countries aren't shutting down. I'll tell you what, the NFL isn't choosing to have limited capacity. And they're the worst about it, by the way. They're not choosing to have limited capacity and make a fraction of the money they used to make because it's fake. It's not a fake thing. Ask people in other countries, dude. It's not fake. The whole country shut down. It's a real thing that happened. And maybe the vaccine is making us a little bit cocky, you know, a little bit arrogant about, you know, it not getting us anymore. But, dude, this I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. I don't have the answers. But we'll see what happens. I really am going to, hate seeing people at shows, and I'm just going to be like, I could have been there. This band doesn't come through Dallas a lot. You know, I could have been there with my friends and we could have, you know, made a memory and had fun and taken pictures. That part is definitely going to suck. But you know, I'm, like I said, I'm such a recluse. I don't go anywhere anyway. So other than work and the store when I have to and home. So anyways, what I've been watching, by the way, just a last little side note, is I'm finishing off Better Call Saul. I'm working on season 4, and dude, I'm loving it, man. This last season is getting so intense. I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm not going to say anything really other than how much I love it. Finished Mandalorian, by the way. Loved it. I'm not going to give any spoilers in case you haven't seen it. Those people are the worst that just will say the spoilers even though they know you haven't seen it. Like, who was doing that to me the other day? I don't remember. I don't even remember where I was at, but somebody was just like, I hadn't seen all of Mandalorian. They were just ruining it for me. They were just saying, I'm just like, stop saying things. You know, I literally had to walk off like a child with my fingers in my ears. And so I wouldn't hear what the hell happened. I think I found out the baby Yoda's name a little early, but that didn't ruin any of the story. That's just kind of a little side note. His name is not Baby Yoda, by the way, in case you didn't know. Spoiler alert. So, I came home, I busted ass, I did the dishes, so my chick's happy with me. So I get to lay in bed, watch Better Call Saul, finish off this final season. And, you know, I might have another little glass of Canadian Peak with a wild cherry. But as always, thank you guys for listening. Episode number 163. Drink It Till You podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. If you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. All right. Ooh, man. That last little drink was a little harsh. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe. Bye.